Translation. Now I am confused about my duty and have lost all composure because of weakness. In this condition, I am asking you to tell me clearly what is best for me. Now I am your disciple and the soul surrendered unto you. Please instruct me.
This is very important verse in Bhagavad Gita. It is a turning point of life. Katpanna dosa. My daily dosa means fault. When one does not act according to his position, that is fault. And that is called miser. So, everyone has got his natural propensity. Sabhava. Yasya hi ja sabhavasya tasya tu durutikram. Sabhava. Natural propensities. It is a common example which is given that yasya hi ja sabhavasya tasya tu durutikram. One habit is the second nature. One who has is habituated, or one is nature, characteristic in some way, it is very difficult to change. The example is given, Swadhi kriyate raja sapinnasmut kupahanam. If you make a dog a king, does it mean that he will not lick at tools? Yes, dog's nature is to lick at tools. So even if you dress him like a king and let him sit down on a throne, still as soon as he will see one shoe, he'll jump over and lick it. This is called sabhav. Katpanna. So, in the animal life, it is not possible to change one's nature, which is given by material energy, prakriti, prakritekyamana. Karanam gunasanga sab, karanam gunasanga asta sadasad janma juni. Why all living entities are part and parcel of God? Therefore, originally, the characteristic of the living entity is as good as God. Simply, it is a question of quantity. Quality is the same. Quality is the same. Mamai Vāṅkṛti. The same example. If you take a drop of sea water, the quality, the chemical composition is the same. But the quantity is different. It is a drop and the sea is vast ocean. Similarly, we are exactly of the same quality as Krishna. We can study why people say God is impersonal. If I am of the same quality, yeah, God is also person. How he can be impersonal? If qualitatively we are one, then as I feel individually, so why God should be refused individuality? This is another nonsense. The impersonal is left till they cannot understand what is the nature of God. In the Bible also it is said, man is made after God. So you can study God's quality by studying your quality or anyone's quality. Simply the difference is the quantity is different. I have got some quality, some productive capacity. We also produce, every individual soul is producing something. But his production cannot be compared with the production of God. That is this. We are producing one flying machine. We are taking very much pride that now we have discovered this Sputnik. It is going to the moon planet. But that is not perfect. It is coming back. But God has produced so many flying planets, millions and trillions of planets, very heavy, heavy planets. Just like this planet is carrying so many big, big mountains, sea, but still it is flying. It is floating in the air just like a person's swan. This is God's power. Dama Vishra. In the Bhagavad Gita is fine. Aham Dharayami Ojasa, who is sustaining all this big, big planet. We are explaining gravity. And in the Shastra, we find that it is being carried by Shankarsa. So, the quality is the same, but the quantity is different. So, because the quality is same, so we have got all the propensities as God has, as Krishna has. Krishna has got loving propensities. With his pleasure potential, Srimati Radhara. Similarly, because we are part and parcel of Krishna, we have also got this loving propensity. This is Svabhava. But when we come in contact with this material nature, Krishna does not come into the contact of the material nature. Therefore, Krishna's name is Ochyuta. He never falls down. But we are prone to fall down, to be under the Prakriti Kriyamana. We are now under the influence of Prakriti. Prakriti Kriyamana. Gunai Karmani Sar. As soon as we fall down under the clutches of this Prakriti, material nature, which means Prakriti is composed of three qualities, goodness, passion, and ignorance. So we capture one of the qualities. That is the cause, karanam, gunasanga. Gunasanga means associating with different qualities. Guna-sangha, astha, jivasa, the living entity, that is the cause. So one can ask that if the living entity is as good as God, why one living entity has become God and one living entity has become God, very God, Brahma? But the answer is karana. The reason is guna-sangha, astha, Asya jivasya, guna sangha, because he is associating with a particular guna. Sattva-guna, Rajagun, Tamagun. So these things are described very vividly in Upanishad. How Guna Sangha acts, just like a fire. There are sparks. Sometimes the sparks fall down from the fire. Now, there are three conditions of the fire spark falling down. If the spark falls down on dry grass, then it can immediately ignite the grass, the dry grass. If the spark falls down on ordinary grass, then it burns for some time, then again it becomes extinguished. But if the spark falls down on the water, immediately the fiery quality. So those who are captured by this sattva-guna, they are intelligent, they have got knowledge, just like Brahma. And those who are captured by the rajo-guna, they are busy in material activities. And those who are captured tamo-guna, they are lazy and sleepy. Yes. These are the symptoms. Tamo-guna means they are very lazy and sleepy. Rajo-guna means very active, but active like monkey. That's why monkey is very active, but they are all dangerous. As soon as monkey will never see inactive. Whenever it is sit down, it will say, duck, 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 duck. So, these are activities, foolish activities. But when one is in goodness, he is sober, he can understand what is the value of life, how one should live, what is the aim of life, what is the goal of life. The goal of life is to understand Brahma. Brahma janati iti Brahma. Therefore, the good quality means the Brahma. Similarly, Kshatriya. Because they are guna-karma vibhavas. Guna. Guna has to be taken into account. Sri Krishna therefore says, chasut bandhang maya system guna-karma vibhavas. So we have captured some kind of, it is very difficult. But, we can immediately transcend all gunas. Immediately. How? By bhakti yoga process. Sagunāna-samati-tayetāna-brahma-bhūyāya-kalpa. If you take the bhakti yoga process, then you are no longer influenced by either of these three qualities. Goodness, passion, and ignorance. That is also stated in Bhagavad Gita. Māṅca-bhyādi-kārini-bhakti-yogi-na-jāsī-bhati. Anyone who is engaged in the devotional service of Krishna, a bhyādi-kārini, without any deviation, staunch, devout attention, such person, Māṅca-bhyādi-kārini-yogi-na, Māṅca-bhyādi-kārini-yogi-na-vajate-ma. Sagunāna-samapitvai. Immediately he began transcendental to all the qualities. So devotional service is not within this material quality. They are transcendental. Bhakti is transcendental. Therefore, you cannot understand Krishna or God without bhakti. Vakyamāma-vijāna. Only vakyamāma-vijāna. Otherwise, it is not possible. Vakyama vijanati javan jachyami tattva. In reality, if you want to understand what is God, that you have to adopt this bhakti process, devotional service. Then you transcend. Therefore, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Narada says that tattva sadharmam charanam bhujam hari. each and everyone, even by sentiment, gives us, gives up his occupational duty according to guna. That is called sadharma. Sadharma means one's duty according to the quality he has acquired. That is called sadharma. The brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya, shudra, they are divided guna, karma, vibhava by guna and karma. So here Arjuna says that tatpanna dosa apahata sabhava. I am kshatriya. He understands that I am doing wrong. I am refusing to fight. Therefore it is tatpanna dosa, miser. Miserly means I have got some means to spend. But if I don't spend, this is called miser. Pipanata. So Pipunata, there are two classes of men, Brahman and Shudra. Brahman and Shudra. Brahman means he is not miser. He has got the opportunity, great asset of this human form of body. Many millions of dollars worth, this human. But he is not using it properly. He is simply seeing it, how beautiful it is. Thus, spend your beauty, utilize your asset, the human, that is Brahma, to be liberated. One who knows, that was Prahlad Maharaj says, Durlabhaga Manusana Janma, Adhruvam Arthadam. He was preaching among his class friends. He was born in a demonic family, Hiranyakashipu. And his class friends also, of the same category. So, Prahlad Maharaj was advising them, my dear brothers, let us cultivate Krishna consciousness. So, other boys, what do they know about Krishna consciousness? Prahlad Maharaj is liberated from the very birth. So they say, what is this Krishna consciousness? They could not understand. So he was convincing, Durlabhaga Manasana Janma, Tadopi, Adhruvam Arthalam. This human body is Durlabha. Labdhas Durlabham Idam, Mumsambhavan. This human form of body is a great concession given by the material age. People are so miscreant and foolish. They do not understand what is the value of this human form. They engage this body for sense gratification like cats and dogs. The Shastra therefore says no. This human form of body is not meant for spoiling like the hogs and dogs. Nayana Diho. Diho Rajana Nilu. Everyone has got a body, material body. But Niloke, in the human society, this body is not to be spoiled. Nayana Diho. Dehu bhajana nirupi. Kastana kaman arhati virvijanti. This human form has simply working uselessly hard day and night for self-gratification. This is the business of the hog and dog. They are doing also the same thing. Whole day and night working hard simply for self-gratification. So, therefore in the human society, there must be a system of division. That is called varnasam. That is basic civilization. That is real called Arya Samaj. Arya Samaj does not mean to become rascal and fool and deny the existence of. No. That is anarchy. Just like Krishna rebuked Arjuna. Anarchy just come. You are talking like Anarja. one who is not Krishna conscious. He is Anarja. Anarja means who is advanced in Krishna consciousness. So really Arya Samaj means Krishna conscious person. Otherwise bogus. Bogus Arya Samaj. You hear from the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says Arjuna, rebuke him because he was refusing to fight, because he does not know what is his duty. Again, Arjuna is admitting here that Tatpunna Duso Pahatasala. Yes. I am anas, I become anas because I have forgotten my teacher. So, actually Arya Samaj means Krishna conscious society, international society for Krishna, very early, not bogus. So here, Arjuna is explaining, putting himself, yes, Tatparna Dosa, because I am forgetting my duty. Therefore, avata sabhava, I am bewildered in my natural propensities. Kshatriya should be always active. Whenever there is a war, there is fight, they must be very much enthusiastic. Kshatriya, if another kshatriya says, I want to fight with you, he or he cannot refuse. Yes, come on, fight, take sword. Immediately come on. That is kshatriya. Now he is refusing to fight, therefore he can understand, he can stand this way, not in front. He is forgetting his duty, kshatriya duty. Therefore he is admitting, yes, tatpanna dusho apahatas sabhav. My natural duty I am forgetting. Therefore, I have become miser. When you become miser, that is a disease condition. Then what is your duty? Then go to a person who can, just like when you become diseased, you go to a physician and ask him what to do, sir. I am not suffering with this disease. This is your duty. Similarly, when we are perplexed in our duties, or we forget our duties, it is very nice to go to the superior person and ask him what to do. So who can be superior person than Krishna? Therefore Arjuna says, Prichyami Tvam, I am asking you. Because it is my duty, I am now falling in my duty, faulty. So this is not good. So I must ask somebody who is superior to me. That is the duty. Tad vijnanartham sa guru meva abhigacchi. This is the basic duty. Everyone is perplexed. Everyone is suffering in this material world, being perplexed. But he is not such a bona fide guru. No. That is Tatpanna Dosa. That is Tatpanna Dosa. Here Arjuna is coming out of the Tatpanna Dosa. How? He is asking Krishna. Prichyami Tvam. My dear Krishna, you are the most superior person that I know, dear Krishna. So I am perplexed. Actually, I am forgetting my duty. Therefore, I am asking you. So you have to approach the Supreme Person, means Krishna or his representative. All others are rascals and fools. If you approach a person, Guru, who is not representative of Krishna, you are approaching a rascal. How will you like? You must approach Krishna or his representative. That is what. Tad vijnanartham sa guru meva vivacchi. So, who is guru? Samitpani sutriyam brahmanishtam. A guru is full Krishna conscious. Brahmanishtam. And sutriyam. Sutriyam means who has heard when I receive knowledge by the Srutriyam Pattha, by hearing from superior authority, evam parampara prapam, imam rajas sarovit. So here you have to learn some of you, that when we are perplexed, when we forget our real duty, and therefore we are puzzled, then our duty is to approach Krishna as Arjuna. If you say, where is Krishna? Krishna is not there, but Krishna's representative is there. You should approach him. That is the basic intent. Tadvijnana sansa guru meva vivacche. One must approach guru. And guru means Krishna, originally. Guru, tene brahma nida adikavai. Muyanti jasuraya. Janma adhasya jataha. Annyatitadatasya athesu avigna sara. You have to approach. That is guru. So, we consider, we take Brahma, because he is the first creature within this universe. He is accepted as the guru. He imparted, just as we belong to the Brahma Sampradaya. There are four sampradayas. Brahma Sampradaya, Sri Sampradaya, Rudra Sampradaya, and Kumara Sampradaya. They are all Mahajana. Mahajana Jena Gatasya Pantha. We have to accept the line of action which is given by the Mahajana. So Brahma is Mahajana. You will find Brahma's picture with Veda in his hand. He gave the first instruction of Veda. But where from he got the Vedic knowledge? Therefore, Vedic knowledge is apurusha. It is not man-made. It is God-made. Dhanmantu sāsātu bhagavat-pranita. So, how God, Krishna, gave to Brahma? Tene Brahma rida. Brahma means the Vedic knowledge. Shabda Brahma. Tene. He injected Vedic knowledge from Hida. Tisam satadujittanam bhajatam pritibhut. When Brahma was created, he was perplexed. What is my duty? Everything is dark. So he meditated. And Krishna gave him knowledge that your duty is this. You do like this. Tene Brahma Hida Adikavai. Adikavai. Brahma is Adik. So, actual guru is Krishna. And here Krishna is advising the Bhagavad Gita, these rascals and fools will not accept Krishna as guru. They will go to some rascal and fool and miscreants, sinful person, and accept guru. How you can be guru? So, guru is Krishna. Here is the example given by Arjuna. Pichyami tma, who is that man? Krishna. Why you are asking me? Dharma sangamura sita. I am bewildered in my duties, dharma. Dharma means duty. Dharma sakad bhavatu. Sangamura sita. So, what I have to do? Just shreya. What is actually my duty? Shreya. Shreya and prayer. Priya, there are two things. Priya means which I like in Egypt. Very nice. And Shriya means ultimate goal. There are two things. Let's take a child wants to play always. That is child's nature. That is Shriya. And Priya means he must take education so that in future his life will be secular. That is Priya. Shreya. So, Arjuna is asking not prayer. He is asking instruction from Krishna, not for the purpose of confirming his Shreya. Shreya means immediately he was thinking, that I shall be happy by not fighting, not by killing my kinsmen. That you are like a child, you are thinking. Say, but when he came to his consciousness, not actually consciousness, because his intelligence, he is asking for prayer, Shreya. Just Shreya, Shreya. What is actually my ultimate goal of life? Just Shreya, Shreya. Just Shreya, Shreya, Nishtitam. Nishtitam means fixed up without any mistake. Nishtitam. In Bhagavad Gita, it is called Nishtitam. Nishtitam means you haven't got to make research. It is already settled up. This is the decision. So, because we are, with our teeny brain, we cannot find out what is the actual Nishtitam Fishtam Shreya. That you do not know. That you have to ask from Krishna. All is represented. These are the things. Gatshe Achyat Nishtitam Bruhi Tan Me. Say this kindly. Speak to me that. So why can I speak to you? And here says, Shishate Aham. Now I am accepting you as my guru. I become your Shisha. Shisha means whatever you say, I'll accept. That is Shisha. The Shisha word comes from Satdhatu. Satdhatu. Shatra. Shastra. Shasam. Shisha. These are from the same root. Satdhatu. Satdhatu means rule, ruling. So we can rule in various ways. We can be ruled becoming a Shisha or a proper guru. That is Shastra. Or we can be ruled by Shastra, Vaitma. Just like a king has got Vaitma. If you don't follow the king's instruction or government's instruction, then there is police force, military force. That is Shastra. And there is Shastra. Shastra means book. Scripture, that's like Bhagavad Gita. Everything is there. So we must be ruled either by Shastra, Shastra or Guru or becoming Shisha. Therefore it is said, Shisha says, I become voluntary. I surrender unto you. Now you become Shisha. What is the proof that you have become my Shisha? Sādhimāṁ svāṁ prapannam. I am fully surrendered. Prapannam. So this knowledge requires how to find out real guru and how to surrender unto him. The guru does not mean that I keep a guru. So I am not a supplier. My dear guru, I am suffering from this. Can you give me some medicine? Yes, yes. Take this. Yes. Not that good. If you are suffering from some disease, you go to a physician. It is not guru's business to give you some medicine. Guru's business is to give you Krishna. Krishna says, Tomar Krishna Dite Paar. Vaishnava is praying Guru. Sir, you are devotee of Krishna. You can give me Krishna. If you like. This is the position of Shisha. Guru's business is how to give you Krishna, not any material things. For material things there are so many in institutions. But if you want Krishna, then Guru is required. We request a Guru. Kasmat Gurum Prapadeta Jignyasu Shreya Uttamam. Sādhe parīśane śnātaṁ brahmani upasamāstrayam. Who requires a guru? Guru is not a fashion. I have got a guru. I shall make a guru. Guru means one who is serious. Tasmat gurum prabhadit. One has to seek out a guru. Why? Jigyasu Sreya Uttamam. One who is inquisitive and the supreme. Not guru make a passion, just like we keep a dog. Passion. Similarly, we keep a guru. That is not guru. Guru is act according to my decision. Not that. Guru means one who can give you Krishna. That is it. Krishna says Tomar, because Krishna is Guru. That is stated in the Brahma Sangha. Bedesu Durlava, Adurlava Apovapto. Bedesu Durlava. If you want to search out, although Vedas means knowledge, and the ultimate knowledge is to understand Krishna. Vedesu Sadvai Ahamiva Vidya. This is the instruction. So, if you independently want to study Vedas, that there are some practices, they say, oh, you understand only Vedas. What do you understand with? I will understand it. So, Vedas say, Tadvijnanatam sa gurumeva gacche. You will understand Vedas by taking one, purchasing one Vedas book, or taking it, you will understand Vedas. Vedas is not so cheap thing. Without becoming a Brahmana, nobody can understand what is Veda. Therefore, it is a secret. Without becoming Brahmana, nobody is allowed to study Veda. It's all normal. What do you understand about the Veda? Therefore, that day, after compiling the four Vedas, dividing the four Vedas, he made Mahabharata. Because the Vedas, subject matter of Vedas is so difficult. Sri Sudra, Vijabandhunan, Traina, Suti Gochara, for omen, for Sudras, and for the Vijabandhu, they cannot understand what is Vedas. So all these rascals, Vijabandhus, and Sudras, they want to study Vedas. That is not possible. One has to become, first of all, situated in the Brahminical qualification, Satta, Sama, Dama, Sitikha, Hajjava, Jnanam, Vijnanam, Atrikam, Brahmatanga, Sama. Then that's Vedas. Otherwise, what you will understand Vedas? Nonsense. Therefore, Vedas say, Tadvijnanartham sa Guru. You must approach a Guru to understand Vedas. And what is that? Vedas. Vedas tisadvai ahamiva Vedas. Vedas means, to study Vedas means to understand Krishna. And surrender and things. This is giving knowledge. That here, Arjuna says that, Prapanna, now I am surrendered. And now no more going to talk with you on equal level. This is as if I know so many things. He was right, but he was thinking on the material platform. He was thinking that Pradushanti Kulastriya is everywhere. This is material point. But Vedic knowledge is spiritual. Uttamam. Tasmad Gurum Prabhupada is a jignyasu sriyam. Uttamam. This sriyam. Uttam. The sriyam. Shyat. Nishtitam. Thikta. There is no question of change. That instruction is not will be given by Krishna. Sarvadharman paristajjamam samsarana. And this takes place gohunam janmanavante gyarvanam prabhati. So therefore, in order to achieve the highest goal of life, one who fully surrender to Krishna or his representative, then his life is successful. Thank you. Okay.